I would like the bacon cheeseburger without lettuce, tomato, onion, or pickle. That's it.
Are you done?
Do you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said.
All right.
Can you actually record something?
Sure. It's kind of awkward doing it right here in front of everybody. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the machine. I'm having a confessional with this stupid thing.
Okay. What? I wanted to have the same sound and everything. Okay. So we're here at Charlie's. What's it called? What's the say on the menu? Just Charlie's. I don't know if it's a bar or grill or it's a saloon. We're all here together. We have people from Squadron Shame. We have people from Pixel Revolt. My brother Chris is here. Some of my friends are here. We're all hanging out, and we're going to go around the table. And I've just asked everybody to give their thoughts on PAX. And you probably hear Mike shouting in the background. But I'm going to start it off by just saying that I've never been to a gaming convention like this before. And it was, hands down, one of the greatest weekends ever. I didn't really even spend that much time trying to stand in line and play games. Like, if I saw something open, I went for it. And I did get to play, like, I played some Split Second, which was a phenomenal game. I really look forward to that. Chris and I played Snoopy Flying Ace. Like, honestly, didn't really play a lot. But what I did do is just take in every panel I could. Got to go to all the Penny Arcade panels, the Make-A-Strip, the different Q&As, and just got to hang out with everybody. Finally getting to meet some of these people face-to-face. It's been an absolute blast. And, yeah, it's just great. We're all sitting here together having dinner, having had this crazy, crazy weekend. And it's just a great way to end things. The other thing I gotta say I really loved about the show was the Saturday Night Concert. We got to see around the Omegathon, where it was a rock band playoff with The Stranger, followed by the Video Game Orchestra, Pollen Storm, and then finally Jonathan Colton. Concert went on until 1:30 at night. It was friggin' ball. Just the greatest, greatest thing ever. So what's going to follow now is everyone else is just going to give their PAX thoughts, and hopefully this is coherent. And, yeah, so we'll have our regular show again this coming Friday. And we'll give maybe a few more coherent thoughts and packs there, whoever's with us. In the meantime, enjoy this special show, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.
So we got the packs. We got there late. I don't know. The first day killed me. I mean, it was great. It was a lot of fun, but, you know, we drove all night. I was tired, exhausted. But still, we went through it. It was a lot of fun, you know. We saw the Will Wheaton panel. Will Wheaton amused me. You know, Star Chick was real all of a sudden. Gabe and Tycho scene, that was cool. You know, the cool moment really was later. Me and Chris were playing Splinter Cell on the, you know, on the floor, and you know, we were done with our demo. We turned around, and Tycho was just right there. Talked to him for a second. You know, it's cool the way they actually, you know, converse with people. It's just, yeah, it's different. You know, usually you approach people who have some sort of celebrity status. You know, their celebrity status will be debatable in outside circles, but for us, you know, very much celebrities, and you know, they actually want to talk to you. They don't seem annoyed. So it's cool. It's interesting. As far as stuff I played, Red Dead Redemption was my favorite. Me and the other Bitmob guys, we kind of got a scheduled appointment with them, which is good because the line was ridiculous. Definitely the most popular thing on the floor. So it was funny. They all volunteered me to try first when, like, the PR person was like, who's going to go first? Like, Mike. So I'm kind of going along, and, you know, I'm on my horse. The first thing I do is I shoot a guy off a horse, and then I shoot the horse. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And then he's like, you know, you can skin that horse. I'm like, oh. So very excited. Like, I jump off my horse, and I skin that thing, and its carcass is just lying in the sun. It was awesome. That was a fun game. Mafia 2, another GTA clone, except, you know, it's Grand Theft Godfather, except Godfather already was that. You know what I'm talking about. Behemoth's new game, Battle Rock Theater, we got to play that. It's interesting because it seems like a minigame collection. I don't mean that negatively, but the guys there claim that this is going to be the most plot-heavy game somehow, so it'll be interesting to see how that actually works out. I mean, those were my highlights, really. Well, getting to see a Proto Man was cool. George, you were right about them. They were awesome. Jonathan Colton was a lot of fun. You know, it was just a great time. I was really happy to see a lot of my friends. Bob was for the first time. So I think I'm about to order, actually, so I'm going to get going. Thanks, guys. I'll say more later. Bye.
I didn't see many games. The only one I really saw was Castle Crashers on PSN, which, you know, my first time I ever played it, and, you know, I'm definitely going to get it. The concert, the Proto Man, and that's tied with the Proto Man and Ottoman Gucci and the Live Retronauts. So much fun. Yes, and please listen to the Game Havens. That's it. Bye.
Hi, it's Pete Davison. I came all the way from the UK to come and see PAX and all the awesome people at the Squadron of Shame here. I've also just started doing a few writing gigs for some sites around the web now, including combo.com and dailyjoypad.co.uk, so I had a legitimate excuse to go and look at lots of games as well. I had the chance to have a play with Mafia 2 and Split Second on the show floor, which are pretty cool. And I got a chance to spend most of the day with my brother as well yesterday on the Saturday, second day of the show, which is really, really cool. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Sean Elliott and Guy Kroll and several other people as well after the panel we went to see them on, which is great. And at the time of this recording, we're sitting in the restaurant. We just saw the closing ceremony, including the finale of the Omegathon, which was possibly the most fucking exciting thing I've ever seen in my life, involving just a series of NES games, Super Mario Brothers, Rad Racer, Tetris and Contra. Just in competition form with 60,000 nerds all sitting there watching, cheering. Incredible. So, yeah, that's me.
So, hey, this is Mark Whiting, Beige from the Squadron of Shame. I'm sitting here next to Angry Jedi and Rock God, my boys. There's the largest concentration of squad members in one place at one time, so it's good to see. So, PAX East. I'm a veteran of 5 PAXes now, so I've seen quite a few of them. It's the first one on the East Coast, so it's nice to be an hour away from Toronto, where I live, and in the same time zone. Honestly, it's pretty shocking that Tycho and Gabe are able to pull something like this off. For those PAX vets who may have already been to something like this, they booked about twice as many people as they should have into the Heinz Convention Center here into beautiful downtown Boston. But a good time was had by all. Anyway, let me see. Highlights of the show for me. The opening, I thought that the opening speech from Will Wheaton was pretty good. I was there 2 years ago when, 3 years ago, whatever it was, he got up on stage and said Jack Thompson could suck his balls. And it's interesting just to see how much video games have evolved. The video game culture has evolved in the years since then. I mean, at that point, there was a bunch of people pumping their fists in the air and saying yeah just to be counted as gamers who weren't sociopaths. But you know, in this PAX, it was really easy to see things like it was easy to see the transformation of and maturation of game culture over the last 3 years. I mean, I was telling a story earlier about how in the first PAX that I went to, back when it was in the Maidenbauer Center, probably 6 or 7 years ago, one woman who got up to play at a grand piano, play a bunch of Final Fantasy music on the first night concert, basically got laughed off stage or got agitated by the rambunctious teenagers jumping up and down and screaming for Metroid Metal and the mini bosses. And in this concert, I saw an entire auditorium of 6,000 people sit silently while the video game orchestra played, you know, classy music from you know, for orchestral style, Final Fantasy, Castlevania stuff, and I thought it was really neat to see that change in gamer culture. You know, I've been seeing one of the things you could definitely tell about PAX is just the the way that it brings out, it really brings out the best in our culture. You know, I saw a Tycho award a $1,200 processor to a person at one of the panels and have him immediately give it back and donate it to Child's Play. So, all right. So, sorry, picking that up. I had some server troubles. Yeah, PAX really brings out the best of people, brings out the nerdiest. I mean, I got to stand in line with Pikachus and cosplayers and, you know, sort of the great highs and great lows of who we are. But, you know, I also got to see a real coming together of a culture and a bunch of people really sharing what it is, you know, about the pastime that really draws us together as, you know, mature, reasonable people who just share a love of video games. I saw dads with their kids bringing them there for the first time, you know, Tycho and Gabe just sort of figureheading everything that we know that we are, and that everything that the, you know, gaming culture in general has come to perceive us, or slowly coming over to realize that who we are at PAX is a lot closer to the real perception of gamers than the scare tactics that they put on Fox News and whatnot. Anyway, so best part about PAX. Well, it wasn't the show floor, because the show floor was about one-eighth the size that it was in Seattle. Not a lot of developers represented on the East Coast yet, but that might have had a lot more to do with the general state of the convention center than any lack of interest on the developers' part. The things that I really liked seeing, the final round of the Omegathon was fantastic. The classic NES relay, you'll be seeing that on YouTube before too much longer. It didn't really play anything revolutionary there. As always, the panels were great. Yeah, I don't know. I think probably, as I said, the best thing that I saw at PAX was just the people, you know, just the gamers, people who I could stand next to each other and not feel that, you know, if I was standing next to my grandparents or the average man on the street, that I'd have anything to apologize for. That's good to see. Also, I don't think I'll ever move through a crowd again without thinking of a whole bunch of people yelling, "Jason! Jason!" So, yeah, Heavy Rain has broken into popular consciousness for real.
This is Chris Whittington here with the Squadron of Shame, also known as Rock God. This is my first PAX here. We're in Boston, 2010. And it's kind of funny that I'm here in the Boston for my first PAX since I live in the Bay Area. I should be going to the Seattle ones, but a lot of my friends out on the East Coast live out here, and so this was going to be the best way for me to meet the most of my friends, you know, in the flesh. And actually, that kind of leads me to my favorite thing about PAX is making more meeting up with friends that maybe I've only spoken with online or chatted with online, meeting them in person, and it really kind of solidifies a true friendship. You know, people turn from being a quote internet friend or an e-friend into a friend. So I think this is something that, you know, anybody who is active in the gaming industry or the gaming media or anyone who wants to kind of be a part of this industry, or even if you don't, even if you're just a hobbyist and you want to stay as a hobbyist, but you have all kinds of friends that you've met through gaming websites or blogs, I think that it's absolutely crucial for your own mental well-being and your own state of happiness to come out to something like PAX and meet up with some of these people that you interact with on a daily basis, because it really, it's fantastic. It's a great experience. So here at PAX this year, I've witnessed a whole lot of interesting things. There were a lot of games that were early, games that are not, you know, quite ready for prime time, and developers and publishers are out showing them to the showgoers, and that was really neat. But on the other hand, too, I got to learn how challenging it was to see a game that you're kind of excited for, but it either doesn't demo well or it's broken in some way, and it's kind of frustrating, you know. One thing that I ran into quite a bit was there were a lot of games on the show floor that did not demo well. You know, the games that I would just watch people play, and I made up my mind right there that I was not going to play the game. And that's not a good sign, you know. For example, we saw a multiplayer session of Crackdown 2, and Crackdown 2 is a game that a whole lot of the gaming press are really excited about seeing and playing, But the way that they had the game set up, you had to wait in a little line. It wasn't a very big line, but you had to wait in a line. But as you were waiting in lines, you could watch people playing the game. And I saw people literally just jumping around in the multiplayer map, and there was no one in sight to shoot. They were just kind of jumping from like place to place to place, hanging from a ledge, running around aimlessly, and it did not look like fun. So I was in the line twice, and both times I just left. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to waste my time standing in this line playing this game that, you know, it's obviously they don't have it set up well for me to really get the experience down. Another game that I had a similar experience with was Monday Night Fights, which is an XBLA title that Tycho and Gabe, or one of the two, really talked up a lot at the opening Q&A session as a game that they suggested that everybody check out that maybe they don't know about. And we got to see the game, and it's a really great mashup of desktop tower defense a little bit, Team Fortress 2, and like maybe some kind of cyber ball or something like that. But it looks like a really cool game. The only problem is that it's going to be a very coordinated effort by the team that you are playing with, and the headsets were not working at the demo station. So anybody that you were playing with, none of them could hear you at all. So it's kind of a struggle, you know. And so unfortunately, we just kind of looked at it and we said, yes, this is a game we want to play, and we want to play it as a squad. It's just we need to wait for it to come out. We can just play it then. So, and then there was things like Red Dead Redemption, which had ridiculously long lines. It took forever to get through, and we just never even attempted to go there. But there were also a lot of indie showcase titles there that were really interesting to see. Like we saw this one called Dearth, which was an MIT game lab project that a lot of students were working on. And that was pretty interesting. We got to see the opencore.org, which is a group that does. They're working on a not-for-profit Frets on Fire game, where you can use real instruments to play a game like a Rock Band style game. And that was really cool. They're donating 10% of all the money that they earn from the software to Child's Play. So. Anyway, but other than that, like I said, just getting the chance to meet up with some of the friends that I've been chatting with online for so long and really solidifying the friendship. It's just fantastic. I got to meet and hang out with John Davison for the first time. He's an awesome guy. Got to meet Ingai Kroll, which it's kind of fun. We were waiting in line for a panel, and it was me and Pete and John and Ingai, and we were all sitting there talking about games and what we were seeing. It was almost like being on one of yours podcasts. It was pretty fucking badass. So anyway, with that, I'm going to go ahead and stop my my little notes here. And thanks for listening in. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, this is Brett Bates with Bitmob. And just came back from my first PAX ever. And two of the things that I really took away from the show, one of them is just how fantastic it was to finally put a face to a lot of the names that I read every day on Bitmob. We had a meetup on Friday, and we had about 30 people there, and that was just really amazing because, really foster a community on the website, and to just be able to meet those people face-to-face and, you know, talk with them as people was just a really fantastic time, and I can't wait to do that again at PAX Prime and here in PAX East again in the future. As far as the show itself goes, what really impressed me was just how much play was given to the smaller games. So there was a demo of Comic Jumper, which is the next game from Twisted Pixel, the guys who made Explosion Man and The Maw. And they were giving these demos, just developer-led demos, every 2 hours. And there must have been 75 people hanging around that booth. And for that many people to be interested in a really small game like that from a really small studio, I mean, we talked with the developer afterwards, and I mean, he was just so happy to see that many people and that so many people are interested in it. And, you know, I think that sort of interaction is really special and something that can really benefit smaller studios that might get lost in the shuffle at an E3 or something. We also saw Shank, which is coming out on Xbox Live Arcade in the summer. And also, there's a booth for Mommy's Best Games, who actually make Xbox community games, or indie games, as it's called now. And, you know, that initiative by Microsoft still has a few hitches here and there, and for a game to get promoted is difficult. So for them to have a presence at PAX and to see so many people interested in the games they make, because they make some really wild games. They made Weapon of Choice, a shmup called Shoot One Up, and their latest game, it's called Cosmic Buggy. I might not be correct on that name, but it's something like that. But each one of them has these wild, organic, heavy metal era style graphics, and just really amazing things, and it was really cool to see so many people interested in those games, and to see the developers able to interact with those people and talk with them on a personal basis. They were having little tournaments, giving away prizes. It was just, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was great to see some of the bigger games too. You know, there are always a lot of lines for games like Crackdown 2 and Red Dead Redemption, but just to see so much love that this community was given to these smaller games, and how much interest that gamers really do have to see these smaller, more experimental developers put their games out, I think is just a really fantastic trend, and something that I hope to see at future PAXs and at other gaming events in the future. So, all right, that's it. Bye.
Jeff Grubb, I'm a news editor at Combo.com, co-host of the Pixel Revolt podcast on Bitmob with Derek Levine, who's to my left, and Brett Bates, who's to my right. This is my second PAX. My first, obviously the first one on the East Coast. This is the first one to be on the East Coast. I might babble a little bit. I've had a long weekend. I'm pretty exhausted, which is the sign of a good PAX. I seriously am really just happy with the way it's ending right now. This dinner we're at is the Squadron of Shame, Exploding Barrel, Pixel Revolt, and just the friends. It's been really great. It's been a great experience, and I'm glad that we're all sitting at a table having one last dinner, literally breaking bread before we head our separate ways. Before I get to the games, the community aspect. We had a great Bitmob community meetup on Friday, and I'm one to kind of always use words like great and amazing and astounding, but those words really are the best to anyone who would even hesitantly use those words to describe what happened on Friday. Sincerity and the literal good time, like the actual good time had by everyone who attended, it was... You know, did good things for my heart. Like, it was just great to experience that. And I could tell that everyone was having a good time. People stayed later than they first said they were going to, because it was just a good time. And then just kind of seeing random faces for the rest of the weekend. It's a good experience. PAX is one of a kind. And I'm glad I got to come out, especially when so many people, so many names I know from the internet decided to come out at the same time. Even like guys that I didn't know that well, I'm not going to name names, but it was great. In terms of games, you know, you never know what you're going to get from PAX, especially one this early in the year that it's never happened before. I definitely think that I was impressed with Red Dead Redemption, Mafia 2. I was impressed with. I talked to a few other people. I think I might be the most person that's been impressed most by Mafia 2 ever in the history of man, and I'm okay with that. And it's all right, man. You're okay. You're all right. And I'm about to get knocked out, so I had to duck. I'm narrating a story here. yeah, this is gonna be classy. I don't know. That was about to get knocked over by Trace, so I lost my train of thought. You're just gonna have to edit this out or leave it in. I don't know. After Friday, it was kind of hard the rest of the weekend to live up to what happened that night. It was Brett's birthday. It was, you know, just a great meal. I was talking about games. Never mind. Screw this part. All right. Red Dead Redemption. I was impressed with Mafia 2. Beyond that, probably some of the smaller games I didn't really know about before this. Breach was very interesting. It is a Xbox Live Arcade game based on the 6 Days of Fallujah engine from those same guys. It's basically Modern Warfare 2 done via 1943 for the arcade. It's interesting whether it'll be good is still up in the air. I'm interested to see where they go with that. And also Monday Night Combat. I was supposed to play that, got sidetracked, and didn't end up seeing it. But I looked over the shoulder of many people playing it. It's Team Fortress 2 for the arcade, done very lightly, and I think it has potential. I hope it's a very good game. Now, these both are going to be some of arcade games, along with Shank. At least I believe Monday Night Combat will be a some of arcade game. So it should be a good summer. More games to hold us down, as if there weren't enough good games coming out already. Closing thoughts. Maybe 2 years ago, I started listening. I listened to One Squadron of Shame, and I think they might have talked about Exploding Barrel podcast. And so I decided to start listening to Exploding Barrel as well. And I was working every late night delivering on the Ohio State University campus. And literally, these guys got me through many long nights. And they're hilarious and smart. And I've just been impressed with them. And they really inspired me to make me believe that I could do a show as well. And I'm happy to be working alongside them and to be sitting at the table right this second with them breaking bread. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so hopefully that was coherent. Mike's ordering a cheeseburger with nothing on it right now. So hopefully you guys kind of enjoyed our show. If you're at PAX, I hope you had fun. If you weren't at PAX, you should definitely consider going. I definitely plan on going to as many of these as I possibly can in the future because it really is just the greatest weekend you can imagine. So that's going to do it for the Exploding Barrel Podcast special PAX edition. You can find all of our regular shows every Friday, most of the time. We're at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. And you can find us in the iTunes Music Store and the Zoom Marketplace. So again, we'll be back with a regular show on Friday. And until then, have a great week, everybody.